Herb Weisbaum is here. I'm about to introduce him. He's a good friend of the show, and he is the consumer man. If you have any concerns or questions about scams or consumer-related issues, 312-981-7200, and Herb is here to help you out. 312-981-7200, and let's welcome Herb to the show. Herb, welcome back.
Thank you very much. I'm part of history here, huh?
Well, yeah, kind of. It's a second-to-last show in the Trib Tower.
Yeah,
for us.
I never got invited to the old place. Maybe you'll invite me to the new place.
Sure, you can come by. It's okay. You know, it's a nice. Well, it's a, as Dan and I have experienced, it's a nice 10-minute walk from where we are. As we go back and forth between the two buildings to do show prep on the other side at our office, because everything, you know, basically everything is pretty much gutted here, Herb. And
yeah.
You know, you know everything has basically been moved across the street. So for the past few mornings during the show, you know, we do our show prep. We've been doing 10-minute walks over the river and back and forth to get ready. So it'll be all nice. It'll be really nice to have everything in one building.
Yeah. And it's not going to work when you first get there. The joke at my station is, you know, we'll fix that when we move in a new building. Well, we moved in the new building 15 years ago, and it still doesn't work.
Thank you for that vote of confidence, Herb. We appreciate that. Tell everybody about yourself, Herb, before we get into it.
Sure. I'm a consumer reporter for NBCNews.com. I live in Seattle, and I've been covering consumer issues for over 35 years and trying to save people money and time and steering them the good deals and away from bad deals and busting the bad guys because too many scam artists out there trying to steal your money.
That's right.
I have a website, consumerman.com, where I post all of my NBC stories and have a pleasure of joining you every single month.
And
I'll be able to be on earlier starting next month, right?
Yes, yes, sir. You will be on at 1 o'clock our time because that's when we start. So you'll be on at 1:10 instead
Excellent.
Of 2:10. So you can get a little extra sleep, right?
Because I'm getting older. I need my beauty rest.
I understand. I know exactly what you're saying, Herb.
Yeah.
Before we get to the consumer stuff, and again, if anybody has any questions or concerns and you want some help from Herb, he's here to help out. 312-981-7200. The phone lines are open. The text lines are open as well. 312-981-7200. I understand that you saw James Taylor. You went to go see James Taylor in concert.
Oh, you checked out my Facebook page.
Yeah.
Yes, I love James Taylor. I've seen him numerous times as he's come through Seattle. Actually, the first time I saw him was when he lectured to my class at Syracuse University in the early 70s.
Wow.
We took a one-course class on the making of records, and Clive Davis, who discovered everybody in the music business, and James Taylor both came to lecture to the 80 kids or so who were in that class.
That's really cool, Herb. That's really cool.
Seen James several times here in Seattle, including the week of 9/11. He had a concert scheduled here, which was totally bizarre because everybody was silently marching in a circle around the big fountain at the Seattle Center holding candles.
Mm.
And we were going into this concert, and James just basically said, you know, it's going to be a little different, but the bad guys can't win, and we're going to continue with our lives and
yeah.
just remember those who
yeah.
were lost. So I went to this concert. I wasn't going to pay the money because it's like $225 to get a good seat. I decided a couple of days before Saturday, let's go look online. Maybe they put some of those promo seats back in the hopper again. I got two seats, row 8 on the aisle for $100 a pop.
Wow, Herb.
And that wasn't StubHub. That was like Ticketmaster. It was unbelievable.
Wow.
And so it was like we're having a private little concert. His band is phenomenal. And then I know that James signs autographs. He doesn't leave the stage in the intermission. 70-year-old man drinking water during all of his songs, and he stays on stage for 3.5 hours. It's unbelievable. So I ran up with my record album. I had the White Gorilla album. You're familiar with that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Great album to sign. And there were two aisles to him, and I was on the wrong of the two aisles, unfortunately.
Uh-huh.
So we're 15 people away, and the guy from the camera for the big screen says, you're never going to make it. There's 5 minutes left in the till the intermission is over. I said, don't worry. It's fine. I'm just going to... 8 people away. The lights go down. James starts to walk towards the microphone. I'm with a local school teacher, a cute little gal who sort of goes, James, and puts her hand up with her tickets. He catches her eye, signs her tickets. I jump over people with my Gorilla album. He grabs it, signs it. He does two more and then goes back and starts singing. So I got my autographed album.
Oh, good for you. Good for you. That's great, man.
So
you got
up on the wall with about 10 others.
That's great, man. That's great. And also, you know, I love the fact that you you only paid $100 for row 8 seats. You know why? Because you're the consumer man, Herb.
That's... And I lucked out.
That's why, yeah. I had the privilege of seeing James Taylor with Carole King. They played.
So did I. He came. I saw that tour as well.
Oh man, that was amazing. They played the United Center here, and it was a wonderful, wonderful night. I mean, just between the two of them, the amazing songs that they've released. I mean, it was just an incredible night. There was not one unbelievable song. You know what I mean?
And he's now 70 years old and he can still hit the high notes. I mean, most people I've seen, the oldies, you know, tours, they got to go down and register. They can't hit the high notes. You know, Frankie Valli doesn't go up anymore. He goes down. James was still hitting the high notes. He was working at it, but he still hit them nice and clean. And it was truly amazing to hear a 70-year-old guy still hitting those notes.
Yeah. Yeah, that's great. Sounds like it was a great time, Herb.
It was.
All right. All right, Herb, hang on, okay?
You got it, Nick.
We'll get to the consumer stuff right after we take a break here. Herb Weisbaum is with us. Check out consumerman.com. And again, you have any concerns or questions that are consumer-related, 312-981-7200. Herb is here to help you out. All right, make Sundays your official night to tour the city. Watch Chicago's Best at 10 p.m., then stick around for the latest in shopping, entertainment, and events on See Chicago at 10:30 p.m. on WGN-TV.
I'm going to need more packing tape. It's the last show in the Tribune Tower, the historic tower, for the historic Steve Cochran Show. Oh, I'll get a little weepy. Join me starting at 6. Can I have this?
Steve Cochran, this morning at 6 on 720 WGN.
If you want to stay on top of your health, one simple thing to do
is take the pledge to go and get screened for the cancers that might affect you.
So stand up, cancer, and take the pledge at
GetScreenNow.org. It only takes a minute to take care of yourself,
and nothing rhymes with org.
Talk to your doctor about your health and screenings that are right for you.
The curse of the billy goat is finally over, and we've got Northside champions. But the billy goat lives on in the friendly taverns that dot Chicago, and in a new place, too, at participating Jewel Osco stores, Mariano's, and Pete's Fresh Market in the Chicagoland area. You'll find the world-famous billy goat burgers, frozen and ready to go home with you. So you're the chef now. Start up the grill, but don't forget to add cheese, pickles, and onions to create your own world champion cheeseburger.
This message, sponsored by the Radio Broadcasters of Chicagoland.
Hi, my name is Howard Sudbury, and I am a longtime Chicago broadcaster. I started out in radio, but worked on television in Chicago for Channel 2 as a sportscaster for 25 years, and now I'm with Arlington International Racecourse as the Senior Director of Marketing and Communications. As part of my duty, I direct our paid media campaign, and there are a lot of choices, and one of our biggest choices, most important choices, is radio. We feel like radio is really an important part of our business because we have events that go on at Arlington outside of horse racing every weekend long. In radio, we can change our message frequently. We think it's really an effective way to let people know what's going on at Arlington. You know, all of our advertising, we try to drive people to come to arlingtonpark.com. It has the entire calendar for the year of all the things that are going on. And you can get lucky and cash a ticket once in a while, so you can go home with more money than you went with. That's not a bad deal.
When results matter, radio works.
If you're a person that spent most of your life caring for others, it's your turn now. If the health of your mouth is affecting your confidence and keeping you from smiling, if you're missing teeth or you're frustrated with dentures, it's time to get a brand new smile. Brand New Smile is a dental implant system created by Dr. Tim Sterneman, a successful local dentist who focuses his passion for helping others on making the benefits of dental implants easy and more accessible. Dr. Tim and his amazing team of specialists take as much time as you need to help you understand the entire process. It's the personalized treatment and compassionate care that makes Dr. Tim's Brand New Smile a destination for dental implants. It's a big deal, and don't assume this life-changing procedure isn't for you or that you can't afford it. It's your turn to improve your health, your comfort, your confidence. Give Dr. Tim a call at 847-915-3080. That's 847-915-3080 to get your very own brand new smile. Haven't you waited long enough?
All right. Welcome back, everybody. How you doing? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate Showcase Studio here in the Trib Tower on Michigan Avenue. We are here till 5 a.m. Steve Grzanich has the opening bell at 5, and my main man, the great Steve Cochran, for his last show here in Trib Tower. He will be the first show to kick off the new building on Monday morning. So we're excited about a lot of the stuff that's happening. We'll have all of our regular Friday features as well, and we're going to talk about the best barbecue joints in all 50 states. So we'll talk a little barbecue here on a warm weekend where people might be barbecuing. So, but stay hydrated, as we all know. Drink plenty of water. It's going to be a hot weekend. Herb Weisbaum is with us. He's an Emmy Award-winning reporter who covers the consumer beat for NBCNews.com, and he also has his website at consumerman.com. And he's here to help you out. So if you have any questions or concerns, it's 312-981-7200. Herb, welcome back.
Hi there.
All right. So here's an interesting story, kind of a scary story. If you misspell something when you're doing a web search or going to a web address, you might get scammed. This is something I've never heard of before, Herb, until I read your piece.
It's called typo squatting.
Yeah.
And it's like the old scammers did way back when it was something called fat finger dialing, when you would dial a number and you'd be off one digit and they would get the phone number that was the digit people would most often misdial. And they'd be able to scam phone calls. Well, now they're doing the same thing with web addresses. What they're doing is they're setting up domains, web addresses, that are common misspellings of companies. So there are a number of common ways. For instance, a lot of people might spell Google wrong, so you could try to get domain name with a misspelling of Google. You could do Facebook, you know, with a one O. People forget to put the second O. The other way to do it is you can change the last after the dot. So in other words, a lot of people put CM instead of .com or .om instead of .com. And if you set up a website that has that typo already set, when they make the mistake, they may wind up on your website, and then you can do a number of fraudulent things. You can they set up lookalike sites in many cases, so you actually think you're on the site you wanted to go to, so they can ask you for information. You may be willing to put in personal information because you actually think you're on the site you wanted to go to, or they can install malware. They can sometimes, if they do a fake place like an online retailer, they may sell you counterfeit goods if they sell you anything at all, and you think you're at like the Coach store or something like that. You're buying a counterfeit purse or whatever. So there's all kinds of mischief they can do if they get you to your site by you just misdialing and mistyping and just missing a letter or so.
It's it's really crazy. And you mentioned the numbers here. I mean, this is really widespread. When I read this, because I had never heard of it until I read this earlier tonight. And but it's happened a lot.
Yeah, it's kind of scary. A guy who does an amazing website, Krebs on Security, Brian Krebs, a guy I know, he was investigating this with another cybersecurity guy, and they found that many of these domains that were, about 1,500 of them, were all based to a Colorado marketing company whose CEO happens to be a convicted felon. So this one operation had at least 1,500 typo squatting sites that people could go to, and Brian told me that he bet there were a dozen or more operators just like this out there. So we're talking millions and millions of people a year, many millions of people who are possibly landing on these bogus sites and then having some problems. And it's amazing. This guy, Matthew Chambers, who investigated some of this, he found that nearly 12 million people visited just in the first 3 months of 2018. So he says just for this one operation, we're talking 50 million hits for the entire year. So we're talking to something that is very, very common. And I didn't know this until I started investigating this story. Remember we talked about if you put .cm instead of .com?
Yeah.
That happens to be the actual domain for the country of Cameroon, which at one point in time has been listed as the country in the world with the most cyber typo squatters around. But so that's a legitimate domain. And so if you were to type in walmart.cm or netflix.cm or whatever, and the typo squatters happen to open up a website with that same thing in Cameroon, you may wind up on their website. And that's how a lot of this kind of stuff is happening. So your browser, if it's not completely up to date, or your security software, may send you to this site because it's not like a bogus site.
Right.
It's a site. I mean, it's really a site that they've registered the domain with the registration people. There's a little, legitimate domain that it's taking you to, and that's why your computer may not flag and catch it and may actually send you there, which is the smarmy part of this whole operation.
Now, how easy is it for these guys to open up to get these domains? I mean, they're weird domains. Is there any way that people are watching this, online and saying, hey, that's kind of weird that they're registering
right.
target.cm?
I didn't look into that. I know that when these happen, the legitimate companies do what they can to try to get them shut down, and in many cases they're able to do that. I don't know how. I assume it's fairly easy to register. It's all done by computer, and until somebody spots it or flags it. I mean, if this guy had 1,500 of them, it's got to be fairly easy to do.
Yeah.
So I assume it's fairly widespread. And it's interesting because this guy Chambers that I was talking about, this researcher, he was looking at these .cm sites, again, just for the first 3 months of 2018, and he found that a number of U.S. government agencies were going to these sites. Obviously, I would assume by mistake, but we're talking NASA, the space agency, the Department of Justice, the little CIA agency, and in many cases, they took them to porn sites or whatever. Who knows what was going on, but it's a way to possibly get credentials or whatever. If you mistype a site and wind up on something like this, it could be, when you think about it, a pretty dangerous situation.
That's really scary. Now, what can people do to be safer? I mean, obviously, you want to double check what you're typing, right?
Well, that's the key, is, I mean, to double check what you're typing. If you're not sure, because, you know, it may make sense to you that you think this is what the address is, but it isn't, probably the best way to do, but be careful, is to go on and search it, put it in a search engine and see, look for the legitimate site that comes up. But if there's a site that you go to all the time and it's a legitimate site, especially anything that's financial related, banking, credit card, or whatever, bookmark the site. Mm-hmm. So all you have to do from then on is click the bookmark, and you know you're going to the right site, and you don't have to worry about possibly making a typo when you're tired or not paying attention or something like that. That's probably the best tip I can give you, is this, and that's what I do. For the sites I go to all the time, I have a whole row of them on my bookmark on the bar at the top, and I just click them on. I wind up going there, and I don't have to worry about whether I'm typing in the address or not. That's the number one tip I can give you.
Yeah, that's the best thing to do. Herb, hang on, okay?
You got it, Nick.
Herb Weisbaum is with us. He is our consumer guy, and you can check out consumerman.com. He does the consumer beat for NBCNews.com as well. If you have any consumer-related question or comment or concern, 312-981-7200. We'll get more with Herb right after we take a break here, and the news is next. Welcome back, everyone. How are you? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, and we are live in the Allstate Showcase Studio right here on Michigan Avenue. It's Friday morning. All the regular Friday features will be coming up. Fly Jams Friday a little bit later on. DJ Shagru ready to go, and we've got you Big Dummy, Straight Out of Context, and Nick D Show Spies. Plus, we're going to talk about the best barbecue joints in all 50 states. That'll be coming up. We'll talk about barbecue and open up the phone lines for that. Right now, though, Herb Weisbaum is with us. He's our good friend and Emmy Award-winning reporter. He covers the consumer beat for NBCNews.com, and he's got the website consumerman.com, and he's here to help you out. If you have any consumer-related questions or concerns, or you want to talk about possibly how not to get scammed and those kind of things, or some advice you're looking for, Herb is here. 312-981-7200 for talk and text, and let's welcome Herb back. Herb, welcome back.
Yes, sir, Nick.
All right. Hey, tell everybody how they can get your newsletter.
Oh, just go to consumerman.com, my website. You'll get a pop-up that asks you to sign up. You give me your name and address, and send one out every week with what I've been doing for NBCNews.com and some of the radio stories I've done. I don't share, sell, rent, or let anybody peek over my shoulder to get your email on my mailing list, and you'll get something from me every single week, including podcasts of this broadcast.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's free, so and you don't sell anything. You don't. You won't share anything.
Nope.
All that cool stuff.
Just to make the world a little better place every day at a time.
There you go. So get the newsletter. Go to consumerman.com for that. We've got a couple of texts that have come in, and we're going to get some calls here, Herb, if you want to help people out consumer-wise.
Sure. 312-981-7200.
Robert says, I've had my identity stolen a few times. What are some free things people can do to protect their identity?
Okay, well, the only real thing, I mean, there's a lot of things you can do. The one important thing you can do is to freeze or lock your credit file. And as a matter of fact, an article just went up on the website today, I just wrote, and it'll be up on my website tomorrow. Congress passed a law, actually did something to protect consumers, and believe it or not, starting in September, you will be able to get a free freeze on your three credit files. and open it up or close it anytime you want. Something consumer advocates have been asking for a long, long time. You can get a free one right now at Equifax because of the breach through June the 30th. They're going to allow you to have a free freeze. You can get a lock at TransUnion for free and a lock also at Equifax for free. But everybody can get a freeze on all three credit files starting in September because of what Congress did. And again, tomorrow it will be up on my website, consumerman.com, or out in the next newsletter. It'll let you know all about that. It has all the details about this. So that's something that's really good coming down the pike. Other than that, you just got to be really careful. You know, you don't click on links and you don't click on attachments that come in out of the blue, because that's how they put malware on your computer and steal all your personal information. You guard your information. You get very careful. We talk, you and I, many times about all the high-tech scams, but there's a lot of low-tech scams. Do you have a mailbox? Do you have a locking mailbox? There are still identity thieves who go through neighborhoods and steal the mail and get your identity that way. They've come through my neighborhood here in Bellevue, Washington, just a suburb of Seattle, several times in the last couple of years, and there were piles of mail all at the end of the cul-de-sac from everybody who didn't have a locking mailbox, didn't get into my mailbox, but you know, that's one way to protect yourself. Shred those documents that have account numbers on them before you get rid of them somehow, because they can grab them that way. You just have to be really, really careful. Stop sharing so much information on Facebook or other social media that lets them use it against you. Make better passwords. You know, stop using these 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 as your password, and make really strong, good passwords. And if you can't remember them on your own, get a password manager. They're free. Something like LastPass or Dashlane that lets you keep all your passwords online. There's one password. It's encrypted, and all the data that they have is encrypted. You're the only person with a passcode to get in there, and this will automatically load your passwords in. It can juggle them for you, real good passwords all the time.
That's a great service.
You know. And then the last thing is, so it's Dashlane or LastPass are two of the really big ones. And then the last thing is watch for warning signs. You know, if for some, you know, those medical bills, the medical things you'll get from insurance says this is not a bill.
Yeah.
And we all just don't even bother to look at them. Well, that can be a real good warning sign every 30 days if someone's using your identity to steal your medical benefits, which is a huge crime right now, where they get medical treatment on your dime. If you had a tonsillectomy in Cleveland and you don't live in Cleveland and never had a tonsillectomy, or you had, heart bypass surgery in Florida by a doctor you didn't know, that means somebody's stolen your identity and is using it. Same thing if all of a sudden your 12-year-old kid gets a notice for jury duty or starts getting collection calls. Somebody probably stole your kid's Social Security number and is using it for some reason. So you gotta watch out for the warning signs and look out for these kind of things. Yeah. And last but not least, I'll leave everybody with a resource. It's the Identity Theft Resource Center, and they're online. They have a whole bunch of information all about identity theft, and they're also really good. They will talk to you one-on-one and answer your questions about identity theft. It was started by a husband and wife whom I know who both had their identity stolen. They started this nonprofit organization. It's grown over the years, and they're happy to help people, and there's plenty of resources online. Identity Theft Resource Center.
Okay, that's great. Thanks, Herb.
That's San Diego.
Okay, here's Bill with a question. Hey, Bill.
Good morning.
Hi.
Hi, Bill.
How you doing?
Good.
Good.
What's your question?
My question was, normally you get called on your phone, and you normally call back to see who it is, because you didn't recognize the number. And it seemed like when I call back, that it's never a number that connects. It says it either hangs up or it doesn't go through at all. And I'm wondering if there's a thing that they're trying to see, if this is a valid number that they can use.
Odds are, if you get a number like that, it is a number from a scammer who was spoofing the number, creating a fake number in order to make the call, and therefore the line doesn't really work and doesn't go backwards to call anybody. I think it's time we made a rule. If you get a number on your phone and nobody leaves you and they don't leave you a message and you don't know what it is, don't call back the number. If somebody wants to get you, they will either call you back or they will leave you a voicemail message. But just calling back an unknown number these days, if you could wind up with a con artist. It could let some caller, a con artist, know that it's a working phone number and they can put you on their let's call this guy all the time list. It just let it go into voicemail or let it ring if you don't know the number. And if they don't leave a message and you don't know the number, that's it. You're done. End of story. If they want you, they'll call back or they'll leave you voicemail message. That is the way I now live my life.
Yeah. Bill, I think you should do the same. Thanks for the call. We appreciate it.
By the way, Nick, on this thing, there's a new thing called a neighborhood spoofing, and this is really taken off all across the country. It happens to my cell phone now all the time. They take all of your first digits and then just change the last four digits so it looks like it's coming from your neighborhood. So it's your area code and then your prefix, and then they change the last four digits. People are more likely to answer, you know, in my area, 206 area code, and the number you're more likely to answer because you think it might be your neighbor or somebody. You know, they're just spoofing these things. It's really increasing the number of people who are answering these robocalls or these scam calls. I'm now wise to it, and when I see a number that's like that, but at the last four digits, I just let it go, and nothing ever happens. I never get a call back. I never get a voicemail message. That's what it is. It's called a neighborhood spoofing. It's the bad guys just getting more and more clever.
Wow, unbelievable. I never, ever answer a phone call that I don't recognize, if I don't recognize the number. Never.
Yeah.
Never.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't
call them back, and don't like push 2 to get on the do not call list, because they don't have a do not call list. They're scammers, and if you push that button or you call them back, they're going to put you on the list that says it's a working active telephone, and you'll get even more robocalls.
Right, right. So annoying. The 773 area code sent in a text said, similar to the incorrect website addresses, Nick, I remember you telling a story about some Wi-Fi you were going to use, and then the name was misspelled. Yeah, that's true. I was at a hotel, and the Wi-Fi had a misspelling. It spelled the hotel wrong. And so I did not click onto it. I did not use the Wi-Fi. Anytime I'm someplace, you know, like I host this. I'm a host at a horror film convention every year. So I spend 3 days in August in a hotel, and I always use my data. I know I can probably trust the hotel's Wi-Fi, but I just never do. You know, like in this building,
actually, you can't. And the deal is because it's public Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
So, and what the bad guys do is they set up Wi-Fi that's like, and it could be anybody, but like one little digit off, or, you know, it might say hotel Wi-Fi instead of Sheraton Wi-Fi or whatever.
Right.
So the most you do on a hotel Wi-Fi or any public Wi-Fi is something innocuous. Maybe you want to look at a news article. Maybe you want to just see what's going on the web or something. But if you're doing anything more, you've got to have a VPN, a virtual private network.
Yeah.
Sign up for one. It's like the real good ones are like $10-$12 a month, and it protects you and encrypts everything. It's a private little tunnel between you and the website you're going to, and nobody can see what's going on. That is the only way to use public Wi-Fi and be secure. Otherwise, that's why it's called public, because anybody can see what's going on.
Exactly. Yeah, I just use my data.
Which is basically because it's encrypted that way too.
Yeah. So,
yeah, but for people who have a low data, you know, a small data plan or want to do something or use a laptop, you know, that's the way to do it. So,
yeah. Okay. Herb, hang out, okay?
You got it, Nick.
Herb Weisbaum is with us, and he's here to help you out. Consumer-related questions or concerns, comments, 312-981-7200. A couple more consumer stories to talk about with Herb, and we'll do that right after we take a break. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We are live in the Allstate Studios here on Michigan Avenue in the Showcase Studio, a second-to-last show here in the studio before we move over to 303 East Wacker. We're very excited about it. The new facilities are really wonderful, and the studios are great. And it's going to be fun. And I have the privilege of being the host of the final show that will be broadcast in this building, in the Tribune Tower. So that's going to be really a lot of fun, and we'll do that Monday morning. And that's when our time change, our show starts 1 hour early on Monday. Beginning Monday, we will then be on from 1 a.m. to 5 a.m., so we get the extra hour. Herb Weisbaum is with us right here on a Friday morning. He's an Emmy Award-winning reporter. He covers the consumer beat for NBCNews.com. He wants to help you out as well. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Herb, welcome back.
Yes, sir, Nick.
Okay. So now I don't travel very much, but I know a lot of people do, not just for pleasure, but for business. And you talk about some really annoying, hidden, and unexpected travel fees that are just, like, ridiculous. When I read this, I just was like, how do they get away with this stuff?
Well, yeah, the airlines, the hotel industry, and the rental car companies have sort of switched to this nickel and diming business model where, you know, they get one price, but then there's these fees that are tacked on. Some cases they're hidden, some cases they're mandatory, some cases they're just pay if you want to upgrade to better service. But it's really, as we head into the busy travel season, important for people to know. I'm going to run down two of them. We'll see what time we have. First of all, is with hotels. Hotels, sometimes, some hotels charge what's called a resort fee or a destination fee. It's a mandatory charge that they add on to the daily rate of your hotel room. And why this is effective is because we live in a world where people are looking for the lowest price hotels online, you know, all the comparison shopping. They put the room rate and then they take out this mandatory fee, which is really part of the room rate, so they can compete against the lower price hotel chains. So you see a hotel for $100 here, $100 there, but this hotel has a $25, $27, which is the average now in the country, $27 a nightly fee, and you're staying for a few nights, it can really add up to some serious money. They say that they always tell you somewhere in the booking process, but it's really easy to miss that, and you certainly won't see it initially when you're comparing prices, which makes it very hard to compare prices. And your friend, the consumer man, almost got burned by this process. I was traveling. I was in New York to go see the fine folks at NBCNews.com at the 30 Rockefeller Center last month, and it was a free room. I used my points to go to the hotel in Midtown Manhattan. Never stopped to think that there would be a mandatory fee for a free room. And when I showed up to check in, the guy says, there's a destination fee of $25 a night, right? And I said, no. And he says, okay, I'm going to take it off this time. He says, everybody's complaining about it, and people don't seem to know about it. He says, by the way, just for consumer tip, he says, everybody, all the hotels in Midtown Manhattan are now doing this, charging a mandatory destination fee. And when I looked, it was on my receipt way out at the bottom in the little tiny fine print that I just missed. But I'd only stayed a day, but imagine I was staying a week and it was an extra $25 a night. In Hawaii and Las Vegas, where this started, it can be up to $45 or more a night.
Wow.
And they say it's to cover things like the towels and the pool and the Wi-Fi and the paper. It's cheaper if they bundle it all together. But you know what? If you don't use any of that stuff, you still pay it. It's
That's
a mandatory fee.
Yeah, doesn't make any sense.
So people really have to watch out for that and complain about it if it's bothering you. Let the hotel know. They're in the hospitality business. They need to make us happy.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. And when I love they come up with names like destination fee. What does that even mean?
They could make it because I have to make a payment this month on my yacht fee if they felt like it. You know, just as long as somewhere down the line they disclose it. It's just that they make it up to make the price look lower. Yeah. You can't get the $100 night room when it's really $125.
Yeah. All right. What about some of the other ones that you want?
Well, the airline. This would affect you, of course, because United based there in Chicago. The airlines, the major carriers, to compete with the low fare carriers. A number of them have started offering, and this will be the first big summer travel season. A lot of people have experienced this. Are called basic economy. That's below economy. What they're trying to do is a really cheap fare with no frills attached to it. You pay for everything optional in order to get you either on the plane or to get you into the marketplace, and then you're going to upgrade to better service. So with American and United, if you get this basic economy, you are allowed one small personal item that fits under the seat in front of you, shoulder bag or purse or a laptop. You cannot put anything in the overhead bin. And if you show up at the gate and have a bag that's too big to go underneath your seat and it's got to go in the overhead bin, what they're going to do is they're going to charge you the full standard fee for checked luggage, maybe $50, and then a $25 penalty for not following the rules and showing up at the gate with that bag.
Jeez.
So that could be a big surprise. It happened to a friend of mine. With Delta, you do get with the basic economy one free carry-on bag that can go in the overhead bin as well as one that goes underneath the seat. So the rules are different from airline to airline, which makes it very confusing. And again, the airlines, I think, have probably gone out of their way to try to explain this to you. I mean, they have these pop-ups and these windows and stuff, but nobody reads the fine print. Nobody reads the big print. They just want to know how much my ticket is going to be, and they've got to stop and think and make sure you realize what fare you're really paying for. Some of these fares, you don't get a assigned seat. Some of these fares, now the low fares, you're going to get in the back of the plane or in the middle of the seat. So really realize what you're signing up for when you get in that cattle car before you just click the button and say, yeah, it's a really low price. I'm saving $25 or whatever.
Yeah. Oh, man. And what about rental cars? You talk about that as well.
Sure. Rental cars have been notorious over the years for a whole bunch of fees associated with them. And the one people need to know about is the new electronic tolling program. They put a transponder in your car, and if for some reason you use that transponder, if you go through an automated teller or whatever and it has to do the transponder, in many cases you will wind up paying $3.95 to, depending on the company, $4.95 a day. One company, $1.50, their parent company, they have a $15 per toll surcharge, $9.99 per occurrence in Florida. So if you use it once, it's $15 per toll surcharge. You really got to find out what the deal is, what you're going to pay for these things. In some cases, if it sets off one day and the rest of the week you never go through a toll, it's going to charge you every day, even though you didn't use the transponder. So if you're going to, you really need to find out if there's one on your car, what the fee service is, and then maybe think, do I use an app where it shows me how to get around the tolls, or if there's ones where they still take the money, do I carry some change with me and throw in the money as opposed to paying a whole lot of money every single time, depending on the amount of tolls you're going to hit? But that's going to surprise a whole lot of people if they don't realize there's going to be that charge.
Wow. You know, we're almost out of time, Herb. We have one more text, but I want to mention really quickly the piece that you wrote about the Facebook scams that were like Facebook lottery, which doesn't exist. People should read that and try to avoid all these scams on social media.
Yeah, that's up there on the website, and you'll see the fake picture they use of the prize patrol from Publishers Clearinghouse that, again, is totally fake, that people are falling for, and they're sending that out to people.
Yeah, and on top of that, they're asking people to send them money. Nobody would ever, if you won something, first of all, you have to enter it. You have to enter something in order to win it, and they're not going to ask you for money for shipping fees. That's a scam.
And Publishers Clearinghouse doesn't notify anybody. There's no such thing as the Facebook lottery. And I talked to a guy in the story. He got taken for $9,000.
It's a really interesting story that people should read. And that's at ConsumerMan.com. Kelly says, the neighborhood spoofing happens to me daily on my cell. Is there any way to combat it?
The only way to combat these spoof calls is to get a app on your phone that blocks calls. So there's a lot of call blocking apps. There's the White Pages. There's Hiya. There's a whole bunch of them. You can search around and like maybe Google an article for the best call blocking apps. But there's a whole bunch. There's Nomo Robo now for cell calls. Nomorobo. That's $1.99 a month, but it's a really good service. So there are these apps you can put on your phone which will block many of these robocalls and take care of a lot of that problem.
Yeah, it's a pain in the neck. It's completely, completely, absolutely annoying, and people have to be aware of it as well.
The latest figure just came out: more robocalls last month than ever in the history of time. So it just keeps getting worse and worse and worse.
Are there times? Are there certain times of the year that there are more than others?
I don't think so. I think it's just gone up. You know, there used to be around tax time, tax fraud. But they have something for everything. They're selling, pitching vacations or pitching lower your credit card interest rate. They got so many things they're pitching all the time now. It's always happening.
Yeah. Okay. People have to be hyper aware of it. So, Herb, always a pleasure.
Political times, you know, as we go into the midterm election.
That's what I figured.
You're going to get flooded with those things.
Yeah, that's exactly. So people should be aware and be safe out there. And subscribe to Herb's newsletter at ConsumerMan.com. And Herb, always a pleasure. And we will talk to you next month from the new building.
Absolutely. It'll be a pleasure. Thanks so much, Nick.
All right, buddy. Take care.
Uh-huh.
All right, there you go. Herb Weissbaum, man, he's the best. And he joins us once a month to help you out with your consumer issues. And check out ConsumerMan.com. His newsletter is free, and he's always there to help you out. We are going to take a break for the news, and then after the news, we're going to talk about the best barbecue joints in all 50 states. And then I want to open up the phone lines for your favorite barbecue. It doesn't necessarily have to be in Illinois or the Chicagoland area. It could be anywhere, like some of the best barbecue you've ever had. And I know that some barbecue is different in different regions. There's different types of barbecue. And we can talk a little bit about that as well. So give us a call. We're going to talk barbecue on this what's going to be a very hot, summery-like weekend. 312-981-7200 is the phone number for talk and text. And we'll get to that right after the news, which is coming up in 10 seconds.